I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside me this week, we have a special guest host, and that is Doug from Golf Tech, filling in for Golfer Gal. Doug, how are you?
Good, JB, thanks.
We have an interesting show planned, and I know everybody likes to talk about the swing and talk about fitting and everything else. Golf Tech has unveiled something a little different, and that is an evaluation of sorts. Can you kind of give people a brief overview before we really get into it?
Yeah, as a brief overview, what we do is we take a look at the entire set of clubs, and we do it in quite detail. So we're actually measuring loft, lie, frequency, swing weight, and looking at all the possible scenarios that may be causing somebody problems. And we identify some very fine or minute things where maybe just a couple clubs, the weights are off or the frequencies may be out of line with the others. So in a real brief way, that would be the primary aspect of the product. And I can get into more detail too, if you'd like.
Absolutely. So really the first thing is fitting in general. And it's not just about having a person fit, but also about making sure your equipment is what it says it is.
Absolutely.
Now,
and
oh,
yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, no, go ahead.
When somebody is going to do that, is there a chicken and the egg thing? Should somebody get fully fit for their clubs, buy them, and then have this done? Or should somebody take their existing set, have this done, and then go through a fitting?
Yeah, this is more intended for their existing set. So set evaluation is an opportunity for somebody to find out if the clubs they have right now are exactly what they think they are, as you just mentioned, right? So as I said, we go into extensive detail. So we have them bring their entire set of clubs in. We frequencies, swing weights, loft and lies. We put all that into our database, and then we sort of plot out any areas where that gets to be a problem. So we're looking for linear inclines in terms of the frequencies to make sure that each of the clubs kind of progressively gets appropriately stiffer as the cycles per minute go up. We're looking for swing weights and making sure that those are also consistent throughout the set. Very often what happens is, you know, somebody will come in and they'll say, well, you know, for the most part, I like my clubs, but I really have trouble with my 4-wood, or maybe one of their irons, my 7-iron, is giving me fits. And what we have found is in many cases when they've identified one or two clubs as one that was a problem, as we go through and analyze that and look at all of those different dimensions, we find out that, you know what, that no wonder you didn't like your 4-wood, you know, that the frequency of that shaft is way softer than the rest of them. Or even though maybe the shaft is marked as a stiff shaft, it doesn't frequency out that way. And so sometimes it, you know, helps them to understand why those clubs, why that particular club gives them problems. And then we're able to move on from there and identify what we need to do to fix that.
Well, it's interesting you talk about the shaft because, you know, in a perfect world, shaft flexes would be the same across the board. Each company's stiff would be each company's stiff and regular and so on and so forth. But with every company having their own guidelines, so to speak, in a general term of what a stiff and what a regular is, that's where problems can come into play.
Exactly, and that's why the frequency check makes so much sense, because it sort of neutralizes those variances. I mean, you're right, and unfortunately in the golf world, Jimmy, there's no standard for anything, right? I mean, there aren't standards for flex or length or lie or loft or anything. So we're always dealing with that variable, but what we're able to do is just make sure that if one club, what is marked on the band, if it says stiff, regular, whatever, we'll be able to test the actual frequency of the club and see if it's in line with what it should be, if it's consistent with what it should be. And if not, that may very well explain why a player maybe has control issues with a club. The shaft is just too soft for them, or it could be the opposite, right? If it's too stiff for them, maybe they say, you know, it just doesn't feel good. Club feels rigid or stiff to me. I don't seem to like I can get it in the air. It doesn't seem to really go as far as I feel like it could. Those are the types of things that get identified in our set evaluation process.
It's funny you mention this, because just recently, and this is a pure coincidence, it has nothing to do with us knowing that Doug was coming on the show, I had noticed a gap in my bag between my pitching wedge and my wedges, and even more so between my first wedge and my second wedge, and I play a 50-54-58 setup, and I was using the old analogy, or not even the correct word, but the old thought of cast wedges don't bend like forge wedges do, and same thing with irons, is really not accurate, because I was playing a set of cast wedges for a number of period of time, almost 14 months, and I played them to the loft that I expected them to be. Well, over the course, I had them checked when I got them, over the course of that 14 months, two of the wedges had changed 2.5 degrees. So yeah. I was hitting them one extremely stronger and one extremely weaker over the course of that. So a lot of it is not just, don't go back, and I'm saying this to the listeners, don't go back and assume, well, I'm playing cast irons or wedges, so things aren't going to change. Because with soft metals used across the board now, things do change and move with impact on the ground.
They absolutely do. And what we've been finding as we've been doing these is, you mentioned your lofts and creating gaps that way. We're also seeing it very, quite often in lie angles as well. So the lie angles are changing throughout the set. So even if, you know, maybe you have a couple of your clubs that are on the right lie angle, but you may find if there's one that you maybe start to pull a little bit, you know, that lie angle maybe have shifted more upright, and that's why you're starting to miss it left. So that's all, you know, all covered in this. So one of our, can we start talking about the outcomes, right? Where do we go once we identify this information? Well, we have a variety of outcomes, right? If we find out that you just need, you know, loft and lie adjustments, then that's a process that can be done. In other cases, we find out, you know, this club really is such a poor fit for you, so maybe we need to solve that issue. One of the nice things about set evaluation is that we actually go into the fitting right then during that time. So in other words, in some of our products in the past, we would treat like a kind of a diagnostic kind of process as one step, and then the client would have to come back at another time in order to get fit to solve that problem. And what set evaluation does is accomplishes both of those at the same time. So we it's actually a 90-minute process, so it's quite lengthy, but we go through the entire process. We identify your most significant issue. And that's certainly not just looking at the data, but it's also dealing with what the client or the person is feeling. You know, hey, I really struggle with this club. Let's say it's their driver. If that's the case, then, you know, we don't send them away. We go right into our personal club fitting process that many of the viewers, listeners are already familiar with. And we actually go in and we'll fit them for a driver on the spot. So they're able to walk out of that after 90 minutes. They've identified what's wrong, as well as come up with a good solution for it that's going to help them, you know, solve that problem.
Now, you mentioned it's 90 minutes. What is the cost for this procedure?
The cost is $149.
Okay.
And that includes both the fitting and the evaluative process. So in our normal fitting process, if it just came in for a fitting, that would be $99.
Right. I had that done recently.
Yeah. And was that a good experience for you?
It actually was. And, you know, I haven't put this out there or anything like that, but I didn't go through Golf Tech to get a free fitting or anything like that. I went to my local Golf Tech just like any one of our readers would. Paid my $99, got a fitting done. It was more or less to confirm what I had been fit for previously, because my previous fitting was by another fitter, but it was a company-specific fitter. So, you know, being that every company, like you mentioned earlier, has different ideas of standard for length, loft, lie, and everything else, what they fit me for, I wanted to make sure was confirmed with something more across the board, and taking the bias out of it, which is what I've always said Golf Tech did, and that's why you guys are a part of THP. It's taking the bias out of the element of club sales, fitting, and everything else. And the best part of it was it confirmed to me, minus a couple of things, that I was fit properly, but now I have a much broader range of fitting across the board for companies. And really the best part of it is working with the person and him showing me, okay, if you want to play this club, you're going to look at this option, and so on across the board.
Right. Yeah, we're very pleased with the fitting process itself and the fact that it is unbiased. And we really don't care what club brand you play. I mean, we don't have any access to grind. We're not looking to sell just one particular one or a couple. I mean, you know, we'll recommend anything that comes up through this process that we have. And we're just interested in getting the right club in each student's hand or the client's hand that's going to perform best for them. And as I said, so the you know, getting back to that whole set evaluation piece, it encompasses that entire fitting process that you just described. That's included in that, as well as that whole kind of the evaluative diagnostic part of their clubs.
Now, when somebody goes to and they want to get this, I'm going to call it a diagnostic check, done, and they bring in their whole bag with them, how does it work? I mean, can you kind of walk us through the steps of what it is? I mean, do you just hand your bag and go wait outside where they check everything? Or how is this going to work for each individual who comes in to get this set done?
Yeah, good question. We actually like the client to be in the bay with us when we do this. So the way it would come in most cases, and it would vary a little bit depending on which center you go into around the country, but in most cases, the tools that we use, so the frequency machine, the loft line machine, they're going to be located in the actual bay itself or right outside. So what we do is we'll start with generally the driver and the six iron and we'll measure those, get all those specs done, and then kind of show the client what that process is like, let them understand what we're doing so they see it, and maybe they're welcome to watch a few of those clubs, and then we might have them start to warm up a little bit in the bay and hit a few shots while we finish off the rest of the set. And once that's done, then we're together in the bay, and we're going to get some swing speed information from them. So the other thing that we're doing with this set evaluation is determining if using the driver as an example, we're determining if that driver is performing well for them. And the way we do that is we capture launch data. So we get launch angle, we get spin rate, ball speed, and we have optimals for those internally in the system. And so if a player has a driver, let's say it's a 10-5 loft and maybe it's a regular flex, and it might fundamentally fit their swing speed, at least we think, okay, that's about right. But we're still going to be looking at their launch and spin and determining if it's producing the right numbers that we would want to see for them. And even though they may have a driver that has the right specs, that doesn't guarantee that driver will be the right fit for them. And so that's part of the process that we go through is to make sure that they're getting those measurements correct. Starting to think beyond that. So then once we've gone through that process, we start to look at the results, and we've got some grids and some graphs that show the incline, let's say, on frequency, you know, the cycles per minute and how they're flowing through the set of the club. And any of them that are out of range will get flagged and are automatically identified. As I mentioned earlier, the lie angles, that's one that we found is very often off, where without people even realizing it, throughout their set of irons, the lie angle may jump around a little bit. We like to see pretty tight tolerances in there. We want no more than a half a degree from one club to the next, and we've seen as many as 1.5 degrees or even 2 going from one to the next. So that can create a lot of inconsistency in a player's game. As I said, we look at that spin rate and launch angle and make sure they're okay. So once we've done that and we've identified kind of the key areas that maybe are causing problems for the client, then we ask them, say, well, what would you like to do, right? What would you like to get fit for? Would you want to fit for irons? Do you want to be fit for your driver? Maybe they just want us to do some wedge fitting for them. Maybe, you know, everything is okay, but their wedges seem to be causing them a problem. You talked about your gaps, Jay. Maybe they have, you know, maybe they have some gaps going on there, and we've identified that through the loft check, and we might actually fit them for some wedges on the spot, and they may walk out the door with a new set of wedges if that's what they need.
Now, let me ask you a question. When somebody gets fit, and let's say you guys find out that their 6-iron, 8-iron, and pitching wedge, the lie angle was like 2 degrees off.
Mm-hmm.
Can Golf Tech make those fixes for them?
In many cases, they can. So it's going to be handled unfortunately, across the board, universally, yes. But in many cases, we would be able to do those. It actually partly depends on the brand of club, too. You know, if they have pings, for example, Ping doesn't recommend that anybody try to change those lies themselves. They
Correct.
Actually have a very
send it back off
very,
to them.
Yes. Send it back. And so it depends on the scenario. If they're forged clubs, it's much easier to bend. If they're cast, we try not to bend those, you know, more than a degree or two, because we don't want anything to break. So varies a little bit by situation, but in many cases we can help them with that.
Now, if somebody decides going through this that, you know, like you said, you're going to go through the set evaluation and make sure everything's working, and let's say everything matches up correctly, and they say, you know, I'm really struggling with the driver. You will then do a driver fitting as part of this.
Absolutely.
And
we'll go straight into our personal club fitting process. So it would be at that point, it's no different than if they had walked in and said, look, I just want to get fit for a driver. And from that point on, it's exactly how it would be treated.
Now, can you explain a little bit about the driver fitting process? I know our members love to hear this, and I'm being facetious because I preach it all the time about how important a driver fitting is. And it's not necessarily that somebody can't play an off-the-rack driver, because I don't want to say that, because it can be done. but it's kind of like the, and I don't use the analogy of I wouldn't buy shoes that didn't fit because that's not really the same thing. But getting optimum performance and getting by are two different things. And when you get proper launch conditions, and I'm not kidding, guys, when I got my first fitting done, I've never been a long ball hitter, and you know, the people who have been to outings and Morgan Cups and demo days and things have seen that. But when you, when I got my first optimum fitting when we started THP, it was by a legendary club maker by named John Holflick. He did the fitting for me, and it was on a Kent Evolver driver, and I picked up 27 yards of distance. Now, that's not going to be the norm, and I don't want people to think that, but because I was playing the wrong shaft flex, the wrong shaft launch conditions, and the wrong degree head, when you add that up, it was I was playing what I wanted to play rather than what was best for my game. That's where it came in. Can you kind of describe how that works for the person? If they're finding out, when you're doing your evaluation, if the driver is right, it is at 9 degrees, and they are playing an extra stiff shaft that is extremely stiff tip and low launching, but you find they should be completely different, how does that fitting work involved in this?
Sure. A good question for sure. And one that I think our fitting process is very good at identifying the right match for the client. So we're not trying to get them into any particular thing. We don't have any preconceived ideas going into it as to what they're going to need. The way our process works, we have the client hit some initial drives, and we get launch data. So we understand what their launch data is to begin with, what their launch angle is, what their spin rate is, what their ball speed is. And we have optimums for those built into our process. So our software that we work with, what it does is it analyzes the launch data. And I'll give you a more specific example. Let's say that we had somebody that tends to launch the ball too low, below 10 degrees, let's say, with their driver. So then our software is going to sort through the database of literally thousands of head and shaft combinations, and it's going to identify generally 10 or 12 clubs that through testing were proven to be higher launching clubs, so that in testing they'd launch the ball higher than maybe what some of the other clubs would. So it helps, first of all, it helps the client eliminate their or narrow down their search. So if you're not sure what the right driver is for you, you don't have to go and try, you know, every club out there. Our software is designed to bring in, say, the top 10 or 12 performers that are most likely to perform well for you. But we don't stop there. Then what we do is we select three of those clubs on that list, and that selection is done, you know, both with the coach and the client's input, just to, it might be brand preference, some various different things. But we'll come up with three of those to test, and then we'll go through and hit shots with each of those clubs as well. And this is then what really gets cool, I think, on our process is at the back end, we get a software recommendation for the best performing club. And I love that part of it because it takes all the bias out, right? It's not there's no coach bias. There's no client bias that says, well, I was kind of leaning towards the ping, whatever it was. You know, there's none of that. It's purely a software system that has an algorithm built into it. It looks at the raw data and says, based on all this information, this club here is the best performing club for you. And then it goes into detail as to why. It actually tells you why it did. It performed better. It had better launch angle. It had better ball speed. It was a tighter dispersion, so it was less offline. It performed more consistently for you. So really, the client is able to walk out and really know that they've got a golf club that truly is the best club available for their swing and is going to work well for them.
Now, to follow up with all this, and because it's been a lot of great information, and I want our readers to, A, take advantage of this, because I think it's one of the most important things. And this is not a knock on the companies, and I don't want people to think that. This is not about the companies not putting out a product that matches, but there are mistakes made. Things happen during distribution and building and everything else. Not all the lofts are going to be perfect. If they were, you guys wouldn't be around, at least in this scenario.
Correct.
What if somebody comes in to see you, at the worst case scenario, they're going to know that their clubs, that peace of mind, that their clubs matched perfectly with what they believe they are.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if you call it best case or worst case, Davey. I mean, so somebody comes in, and if we don't find any problems, right, the clubs perform well for them. They're all consistent. They match well. The cycle of CMs is good. The range of line goals and lofts is good. There's really not a problem within their set of clubs. then they know they can. They have the peace of mind at that point to say, "Look, I know my clubs are not causing me any problems. So any game improvement that I want to accomplish is more likely going to come through golf instruction, additional practice, you know, more time and commitment to my game."
And you
but
guys
they know
can do that as well.
We can, yeah. As a matter of fact, we've done a few of those.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think this is a great service, and I think it's one that's long overdue. It's that evaluation plus fitting all in one. There's a lot of services out there that cost a ton of money. I find $149 to be actually quite reasonable. And most of our listeners know if it wasn't, I would be the first one to say so. I think you guys really do owe yourself a service if you're going to spend thousands of dollars on a golf bag to at least go check it out and make sure it's right. It's not the company's fault if it's not right. Keep that in mind. This is not saying, hey, Golf Tech knows better than TaylorMade or Ping or Callaway or anybody else. This is things happen, let's check, because they can be easily corrected, and then you have your peace of mind knowing that if you're hitting a pitching wedge and you want it to be 45 degrees – that it is 45 degrees. It's a way to get your distances right. It's no different than having a GPS, a rangefinder, a full fitting, or anything else. So I want to thank Doug for coming on, and I definitely want to hear from you guys when you check it out and get this done, because I think there's a ton of great information that's available at your fingertips at the local Golf Tech near you. So for Doug and myself and Golfer Guy who's not with us this week, we'll be back next week with an all-new show. Goodbye, everybody.